The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him as we worship him in the beauty of holiness in this hour. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing of the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in.
Amen.
Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. The Lord of battle. Mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. And be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts.
Yes.
He is the King of glory.
Amen.
The King of glory is his name. The King of glory, his title of fame. The King of glory, he ransomed me. The King of glory, his face I'll see. The King of glory, the sinner's friend. The King of glory is coming again.
Amen.
Coming again, coming again. The King of glory is coming again. Keep looking up, ladies and gentlemen. The King is on his way. Let's pray. Father, we're so grateful today that we have that blessed hope. With all the trials, troubles, tribulations, all of the discouragements and depression, delusion, everything around us falling apart, but we know that when everything else seems to be going down, we're going up. We know that our Lord Jesus is on the throne. We know he's coming soon. We pray that you would have the recording angel to write in the books of heaven on our behalf today that we ascribe to him all power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. For he alone is worthy. He alone has washed us from our sins in his own blood and made us kings and priests unto thee. And now for this service in this hour, for the music, for the message, the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, we have met in vain. Anoint our preacher, Jim Shetler, our dear friend. We pray that you'd be with him and give him the message that we need in this hour to bring men to Christ and people to the church. In Jesus' name I pray, and with thanksgiving. Amen.